Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Fidrich. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Bonds goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0. White Sox. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field. Spikes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spikes. Soderholm moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Soderholm moves to third. One out. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to home to get Soderholm. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to Kessinger who tags LaFleur for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Naorodny is hit by the pitch. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Naorodny moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Naorodny scores. Garr goes all the way around to score. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. There goes Bonds. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Blomberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Eaton now playing shortstop. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodriguez moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to home to get Rodriguez. Wagner moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Naorodny bunts towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Eaton moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr, who is chasing the ball. Rodriguez reaches third base with a triple. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Eaton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez scores. One out. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dillard hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. John Hiller now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Orta moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta scores. Bonds scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Ron Blomberg. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Torre Alba covering, for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Naorodny hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Dillard. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. Lemon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, White Sox. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nairodny fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Rich Hinton now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Milt May pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Willoughby covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now playing right field. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Phil Mankowski pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Eden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. Rodriguez scores. Mankowski moves to third. It's 9-8, White Sox. Ron Schuler now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Bonds picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bonds. Mankowski scores. LaFleur scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10. And Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.